Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
With your host, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Arts and Seizures.
We're back.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's hot.
That's hot.
That's because our sound check, the Heritage Studio, this Heritage Mobile unit in full effect.
Yeah, we've got the rock volume on.
Rock volume. The Stacks of Marshalls are here. The best and longest running band in the history of New York City is here joining us today. The Fleshtones, Judy. I'm so happy to be back.
Thank you guys for coming in.
This is incredible. And we haven't been here since August, the scene of our last outrage. After that show, I'm surprised.
Oh, was that your birthday show? Was our last show?
I'm surprised we got renewed for another season after that.
I hear you know a guy who knows a guy.
Well, thanks very much to our sponsors at Heritage Food and Roberta's for having us back. And Liz is back in the booth. And Pete Zaremba and Keith Strang from the Fleshtones are here.
Hey.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
And it's amazing. We're drinking Dark and Stormies. The pizza's coming.
It was very easy to have us, actually. We both live a stone's throw away, really.
Well, you guys are vanguards in the Brooklyn hipster real estate department.
Yeah, Keith
pioneered
it.
I am a pioneer of Williamsburg, Northside. I have been in my current apartment for 21 years, actually, right now.
And you're going to need a bulldozer to get them out.
21 years.
I was 20 years there, and they paid me enough money to leave.
I wish someone would pay me enough money to leave anywhere.
Yeah, but you're a homeowner, right?
I am a homeowner.
You can't be bought.
In green print.
Well, for those of you kids in the audience, and I can't believe there are any who do not know the Fleshtones, these guys have been at it since 1976. They're from Queens, New York, also home of the Ramones, the New York Dolls, the Shangri-Las, Kiss, and our old friends Reagan Youth, to name just a few.
Some of the best dolls.
The best dolls.
Yeah.
You've recorded over, I can't believe how many studio records you guys have actually done over, it's 38 years. You guys are practically the American Rolling Stones, Roman Gods. Everyone had that record when it came out. I don't know anybody that did not have a copy of that. Hexbreaker, Fleshtones versus Reality, Power Stance, and your latest Wheel of Fortune, just among
Wheel
the myriad,
of Talent.
Wheel of Talent.
I wish it would turn into a Wheel of Fortune. we're waiting for that.
Well, you've hit the big time today, Keith.
We have.
We have. We are so happy to be here at Roberta's with you guys.
We're star makers, Mike and Judy.
And this is delicious.
The Dark and Stormy.
Nice, and you haven't even had the pizza yet.
It's a nice Dark and Stormy. Yeah. Well, we both grew up in New York, so we are going to be very severe in our judgment on this pizza.
What is your favorite pizza currently?
Margherita.
But who makes it?
Oh, who makes it? Hey, the guy around the corner from me.
Oh, that
right.
Guy.
The guy around the corner. He makes a great pizza.
Wow, you are a brutal critic.
Yeah, right.
Now, I have to say, one of my favorite pizzerias in the United States is in New Haven.
Well,
and
true.
It's called Pepe's.
Yeah, Pepe.
And
right.
It is pretty dang good.
But that's New Haven style.
That's New Haven style pizza.
But, you know, New York City, you know, of course, deep in Brooklyn and Bronx, you can find unbelievable lost pizzeria.
Well, I'll put the Roberta's Pizza mano a mano against anything, and I don't hold any stock in the place, but we'll see. But after that brutal, the guy around the corner makes the best pie. And you were a food writer, Peter.
Yeah, for many years, yes. And that's why the guy around the corner, you know, he's got a...
Do you guys know Titano's?
To Tom,
of course. Sure.
Yeah. That's pretty hip.
Sure, everyone knows.
They had a setback a couple years ago.
I know. Well, that, and then they were flooded, I think, by the...
They got storm surge.
The superstorm.
Do you guys get any songs about pizza?
We don't, but we have songs about a lot of other things.
Well, you've got your guitar all plugged in. You have this crazy stack of Marshalls here. I thought maybe we'd get started where you guys got started. You guys really wanted to twirl American Beat for us?
Oh, yeah, we could do American Beat right now. We're going to actually, if we'd like to do our songs from our first 45.
Okay.
Which was recorded in 1978 for Marty Thau's Red.
In the Red. I mean, it's amazing that you guys were on In the Red, but the record never came out in the Red. Was that the story?
It didn't. The 45 came out. The album had to wait about 10 years.
I liked wading through your history. And also, I should mention the great book Sweat by our friend Joe Bonomo. Which is great. You guys not only have a book written about you, but a documentary that you guys shared a rehearsal space with the Cramps, which I guess ends the question, did the Cramps actually rehearse?
Not only did they rehearse, but they found us very noisy and unkempt.
We were the reason we were ejected from the rehearsal space, the Cramps.
Right, they asked us to leave, actually.
And
then a week later, the rehearsal space got flooded. Oh,
yeah,
not by
things
us.
Like that, things not like us. That follow us.
Yeah, it was a sub-basement. So. Let's play a song. What do you put?
What do you want to hear?
I think we're going to start off with American
Beat. This is where the story
going back, way back with the Fleshtones here on Arts and Seizure. Can you dig it?
Okay, here we go. You ready, Peter?
Yeah, sure.
How does that sound inside? All right? All right?
Ready for this. Hey, how's that?
Peter, can you hear Peter singing? Okay, sound check is finished. Well, here we go.
I'll show you why I love it that way.
Can you hear the American sound? Have you heard the American sound? Don't wanna hear you put it down.
Play it on your radio when we're around. Keep striving. And Mr. Mike Edison.
Live on Arts and Seizures. Can you dig it?
Yeah, Mike on percussion, baby. Thank
Man,
you.
Man, I don't want to step in for my old friend Bill.
All right.
How's Bill doing? How are the rest of you guys? You guys have had a steady... The new guy's been with you for, what, 24 years?
The new guy, yeah.
That's right.
The Ronnie Wood of
Well, I mean, what's the secret to longevity? What's what fountain are you drinking from?
I'm drinking a Dark and Stormy right now.
Now, the secret is to, like, you know, always make a new record and always go out and promote a new record to give you a reason to, like, you know, have people want you to come visit them and write about you and hang out. And you have to keep making, you have to keep coming up a new song.
If I may say, the other part of the secret is to actually like what you're doing.
I would say that's probably the secret to everything.
That's the secret to everything. A lot of people get involved, you know, with also music, and you know, they have their minds on the limos and whatnot. And you know, obviously, we didn't get involved for that. So and so, we don't miss that.
Free beer is always good, though, I find. No matter how much money I have in my pocket, free beer always rules.
My new song. Free the beer. Band drinks for free.
Wait, didn't we have a song? You had a song. Beer Run.
Beer Run.
It was a B-side or an outtake. Or, no, it was on a, on was one, a vinyl version.
Obscure,
of,
obscure
right,
album.
Right, right. Beer Run.
Just. But the band drinks for free, Keith.
The band drinks for free.
As it should be. As it should be. So you guys are keeping busy, though, besides. You're going to Scandinavia with the Flesh Tones?
Going to Scandinavia.
We are. Let me shut my amp off for
you
a
guys,
second.
You guys, here you go. Let me...
Turn that all the way,
baby. That baby was feeding back like a mother.
Holy cow!
Oh man,
this backline you've got in here, second only to the AC/DC backline.
There's hardly any room for us.
That is the cutest little amp. That would make you
want to. And there goes the girl breaking the kayfabe.
It's adorable.
It's the honey tone. I wish the audience could see this amp. Maybe you could.
And the glitter guitar. It is
well,
very,
you know, I like things to look.
Well,
good.
We're going to take pictures, and everybody can find us on Facebook at Arts and Seizures.
So anyhow, yeah, and actually, we're gonna be playing with you.
I can't wait with my new thing, the Garden State Social Club Cave Stomp.
A cave stomp.
That's cave on stomp September 19th. The Coco 66 in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Peter can even walk.
I can walk to the.
You can walk the sound.
Hey, I used to be able to walk to the Warsaw, so I can walk to this one. I like that.
You like those gigs you can walk
to,
right?
Sure do. You know, tumble in, stumble out, you know.
last time we played together was at CBGB's, at the 30th anniversary of CBGB's.
Oh, I think the Dictators played that
night,
right?
The Dictators, and my band, the Edison Rocket Train.
Yes, that's right.
And the Flesh Tones.
We were there, I think.
I was
and
Handsome Dick was there. Andy Chernoff was there.
They were all there. And Andy, who sat in with you guys for a while as well.
Yes, he did.
Part of the extended family, has been on our show a number of times.
Yeah.
You guys, aside from the Flesh Tones, though, you guys keep busy with... Your own things too, right?
Well,
yeah. I got this band on the side.
Okay, it's Radio Keith. I can't see that.
Right. This is called the Split Squad. I was showing you.
Have you heard?
It's okay. I was doing radio promoting one of my books up at Sirius, and George Thorogood was on the right before me, and he literally held up his record to show the audience. And
he's
a hardworking guy. So,
how many books do you have?
Depends on which ones we count. Actually,
wow.
Counting my pornucopia.
The ones you typed them yourself.
The pornucopia. The ones
right,
I typed
right.
myself. I actually brought you guys a copy of my new book, The Carnivore's Manifesto.
Of course, I loved Everywhere I Go, I Have Fun.
I appreciate
that's
that.
A
and
classic,
actually, you get,
wonderful, wonderful.
If there's an award for the world's greatest title,
yeah,
with a good book,
book
attached.
You got
a great book attached.
So I'd be very interested if you have something to present me. I would love that.
Awesome. I'm beyond humbled and flattered. Let's talk about Mondo Zombie for a second, because we're
taking
a break
Zombie.
And want Mondo Zombie, and we'll play the song.
Sure,
tell us about that.
Well, that's a little project that, you know, we work...
That came our way, because Peter can sing in Spanish.
I can sing in Spanish.
Olé!
Yeah.
We go to Spain a lot.
We get gigs now, because Peter sings in Spanish.
De puta madre!
Yes. Okay.
Oh, that's right. You were a Madrid man, right?
Sí, señor.
Anyway, we are signed to what we want to say is the world's best record label, Yep Rock. And so are Los Straitjackets, and so are our friends Southern Culture on the Skids. And someone came up with the idea to do a seasonal kind of record for Halloween. And so...
I think zombies are perennial.
Zombies are very perennial.
Christmas zombies,
back.
Valentine's Day zombies.
Right.
President's Day zombies.
The Easter zombie.
It's all about the dead presidents, as someone said before. All right, tell you what, let's take a break.
All
Liz,
right.
Why don't we give a spin to what's this called?
This is called... Que Monstro Son.
And it's with Southern Culture.
Southern Culture. Well, actually, it's Mary Huff. Keith Strang sings backup.
Isn't it with Low Straight Jackets?
Yes, it's Low Straight Jackets.
Okay, right.
But Mary Huff.
Mary's on it.
Mary Huff sings backup with Keith, and I do the lead vocal. And this is how it goes.
And vamos.
Vamos.
Here we go. Vamos. Aquí.
Vamos.
Aquí. And our seizures.
En una noche oscura y terrible está en el castillo embrujado empezó a gritar los monstruos peligrosos Frankenstein y Batman comieron quesadillas y vampiro en pepián. Si son qué monstruos tan terribles. ¡Au! Sai lava la Llorona in los pasos de Aquaman. Y Dracula volaba al compás de cha-cha-cha. Morticia se penaba con carjete y guagarras, mientras que el hombre lobo ayudaba sin cesar. Si son qué monstruos
son. Qué monstruos son.
Terrible.
Qué
Los zombies se ha divertido, la fiesta había comenzado. Los invitados incluyen el hombre lobo, Drácula y sus hijos. Si son qué monstruos, terrible. Después el gato loco, la luna contempló, labrando el pobrecito, maullando se quedó, con rebanadas de aire, moreo de indigestión, el pobre gatito murió, murió. Mi estimado varón de terror, ¿ha comido sus sesos hoy? Drácula, ¿le gustaría un poco de sangrita? Yo nunca beber sangrita. Hombre lobo, mi amigo, ¿cómo te gusta la fiesta? Vuelve, hombre lobo, vuelve. Atrás, atrás. No, no. Ayúdame, Igor, ayúdame. No, no. Igor, Igor. Señor.
The International Culinary Center is a proud sponsor of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The ICC, with locations in New York and California, provide cutting-edge education to future chefs, restaurateurs, and wine professionals. We're proud to claim Dan Barber, Bobby Flay, and David Chang among our honored alumni. This is Dorothy Cann Hamilton from Chef Story. Check out our ICC website at internationalculinarycenter.com.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew W.K. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
All right.
I love that, Andrew W.K.
Bienvenidos, que aquí estamos en Arts and Seizures en el barrio de Bushwick con los Fleshtones.
And that hello, was good, Mike.
And hello to all my English-speaking friends. That was the first Fleshtones record where I actually understood the words.
I very well. It's been called the greatest recording ever made.
Hey, you know, while we're on the topic of this song, you know, we're going to be playing Halloween at the Bell House with Low Straitjackets. If you want to see that song performed live,
all right,
we're going to be here in New York City, Brooklyn, Bell House, Gowanus area.
That's fantastic. The Straitjackets.
Halloween night.
And that's where, you know, that's where the Spanish came from, watching Lucha Libre, and especially, really, not Lucha Libre, but the Spanish broadcast of Georgia professional wrestling. This guy, Hugo Savinovich, okay, was the announcer, and you had to watch it on Channel 47.
47,
right?
Sure.
UHF, Channel 47. To watch, you know, this wrestling from Georgia and Florida, and he did it in Spanish. He always used to say that in Spanish, and then he'd sort of stop and go, and hello to all of my English-speaking friends. You know, just so I felt a little more inclusive.
I was a big early fan of 47.
It was fantastic.
Early on.
How do you even explain what was going on Channel 41, too?
41.
How do you explain to people what, you know? We were talking the other day, too, about Channel 9 and all the local commercials, Tom Carvel, the Cornette Brothers, and No Talking Orangutan,
no.
And Jerry's Disco, which I'm guessing you knew very well, given where you grew up.
You know what? I never went to those places, but I did go to, I did get that free glass of wine.
Story, Jerry.
Where was that?
Mama Leone's, maybe?
No, it was down at the clam bar down in... the one down in Broad Channel. And they said, mention my name for a free glass of wine. And then the guy who used to do the commercials with the hair pieces, who was...
Right, he wound up in Goodfellas.
Wound up
as
a major character in Goodfellas.
Murray.
The Murray's Wigs?
Yeah.
Murray's Wigs. Right.
He was the hair club. And he used to, say, you know, he used to come out of the pool. Yeah. And then the two gorgeous girls would brush back his hair. You know, it was... We're going to use that in one of our videos, one of these things.
You guys, I understand, hold the distinction of being the first band to play not only at Maxwell's, but at Danceteria as well,
and
places that are long gone. Where the hell do we be playing? The
Irving
Bell House,
Plaza.
Irving Plaza as well.
Yeah.
Rock, first rock, yeah,
well,
bring
where,
rock and roll
Where
there,
the hell
yeah.
do we go out and play anymore? I mean, these clubs have just... just disappearing off the map.
We go with you.
Yeah.
On September 19th, the Coco 66.
The Coco 66.
A Cape Stomp production. That's what we do. We go to Greenpoint, USA.
Well, but you guys also were the last band to play at Windows on the World, right?
Yes.
That's just a Wikipedia.
That was sort of like the way the Cram studio was flooded after you guys left.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a very sad note, we were probably the last rock and roll band to play at Windows on the World.
And look what happened.
I'll tell you what, why don't we do another song?
Well,
do you guys have another sad song, like about the Ramones, as long as we're on a sad note?
You want to hear that?
I think maybe we're in a sentimental mood.
Okay.
Is that all right?
All right, all you got to do, Mike, is fire up my amp.
Okay. The Freshtones in a sentimental mood.
Turn that all the way up, baby. You got that all the way up?
It's all the way up. It don't go up no more.
Is it too loud?
No, it's the same as before. Here we go. On four. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Remember for the Ramones. Remember for the Ramones.
You don't know what it means to hit the Bowery and make the scene.
In the music mist, the Sex Pistols didn't exist.
We remember the Ramones. Hey.
Hey, bueno. Gracias. You going to sing that one in Spanish, too?
We could.
I think, of all the Ramones tribute songs I've ever heard, I think that's the one that nails it.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it really does. I mean, you guys knew those guys, obviously, since...
75, whatever.
Since Forest Hills?
we didn't know them in Forest Hills. 75, the first... Keith and I went down...
Yeah.
And saw the Ramones and CBGBs and changed our lives.
We saw all those bands before they had a recording contract, and the Ramones had a high impact on us and what we were to do.
You guys, do you consider yourselves a punk rock band? I mean, you came out with all those groups.
Totally.
Totally.
Punk rock, but it was our version of punk rock.
I like that you didn't equivocate.
No, punk rock, sure. We were punk rock.
Mike, could you hit my volume?
We're punk rock. Turn the amp off.
All right.
All the guys that you came up with that really had no real style. I mean, you'd probably more to come with the Dolls playing blues and a little bit of R&B than with the Ramones, who kind of avoided that sort of thing. They avoided the dotted eighth note.
I remember
they avoided everything. That's what made them so great.
I remember Brian coming back after seeing Brian Spaeth, that is. Mm-hmm. He went to see him and Gordon went to see the Dolls at the Coventry. And he goes, but Pete, you don't understand. These guys really know all about rock and roll. He goes, I was hanging out with Johnny after that. He goes, and obviously they did, but they played at the SVA Christmas Ball once, them and the Harlots. And at that point, I was so fed up with guys wearing boas and high heels that I couldn't listen, you know. And that was my loss, actually. Boas. You look good in the boa right now.
I can rock the T-Rex thing, the Mark Bolan thing.
You look good in the boa now and those feathered platforms.
Oh, a little eyeliner and boa. Well, I was a lunatic for a hot second there. Yeah. And I put on the boa and the little eye makeup, and I never got hit on by more girls ever in my career.
Do you want to hear another song? Learned.
I would love to hear another song.
Are we doing Keith, live
let
or...
Keith, let Keith play a song.
Turn that all the way up, baby.
All the way up. way up.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the B side of
It's up, but don't go up no more.
The B side of the our B-side. First 45 released in 1970.
Was that the B side?
Went, and I walked into Bleecker Bob's, and he noticed I had a package from Village Oldies. Because I was doing my record run, and he says, "What's that from? What are you doing? You buy those records?" I was like, "I'll show you what." And he started screaming at me in the middle of the, and he took all of our records out of the pigeonhole and threw them down on the floor and started jumping up and down on them. He says, "Get out of here and never come back."
Eccentric man. Hey, I'm going to sing this one, okay?
And this was the B-side?
B-side of American Beat.
This was our first Red Star Records. Marty Thal, baby.
Marty Thal.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Key of B. 1, 2, 3, 4. Baby put me on a critical list. You know, she couldn't resist. You know, I think she's out of her. First degree, now you know I wanna be free, but soon she'll be coming after me. Hey! My baby put me on a critical list. Woo! And I'm not saying that she couldn't resist. Amputation is what I need. Frustration is she'll be coming after me. Baby put me on a critical list. You know she couldn't resist. You know I think she's out of her mind. Hey! My baby put me on a critical list. And I'm the same.
The Fleshtones live in Arts and Seizures, and the place, Roberta's, is going to be a riot out here. Even the awkward day table has been visibly upset.
You know, we call, I just realized that's the blues Whitestone style.
Not like Whitestone, like Whitestone, New York?
Whitestone, Queens, yes.
Whitestone.
Ah, yes, the
fan. There we go.
Holy cow. Well, it's not going to be long before if they call out the fire hoses and the dogs to calm down the kids here at Roberta's after that.
They're crazy.
Making history here at Arts and Seizures. Judy, this is the best first episode of our fourth season we've ever had.
What an honor.
I know.
What an honor.
We'll just have to come back.
Absolutely.
Please.
You guys can come back anytime.
We don't live too far.
Yeah, right. Come back, and the pizza's going to be coming any second.
Oh, la la. Which will be the highlight.
I'll ride my bike down.
All right. Sure. And once again, it's been...
The Flesh Tones.
And the fastest half hour.
Wait a minute. We're finished?
That's
Wait,
it.
I don't want to go.
Can you believe it?
The fastest 30 minutes on the internet today. But we're going to see you guys Friday, September 19th.
With you.
With me.
With you.
With me.
We're joining forces.
This is awesome. This is like the Justice League of punk rock.
We'll be
it's a tag team to be reckoned with.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll also do it with Los Stray Jackets at the end of October.
That's right. October 31st for our Halloween trip.
And you will be cantando en español?
Sí, sí.
Okay.
Con mucho gusto.
That was absolutely fantastic. All right, we'll see you guys at Cave Stomp with the Garden State Social Club. We'll see you guys at the Bell House with Los Straitjackets. We'll see you back here at Arts and Seizures. Before we go, though, we've got one more track from Wheel of Talent.
Oh, la la.
All right,
so tune in next week.
Thanks to the Flesh Tones.
The Flesh Tones with Strings.
Strings for the first time.
All right. Thanks to
Recorded
Peter.
Recorded in Spain, no less.
Well, those Spanish strings.
Ah, the Spanish strings, yes. Remember the Spanish strings?
The Spanish strings?
Yeah, those easy listening.
Like Mantovani? Mantovani.
The Spanish strings, yeah.
We'll bring him back. When you guys come back, we'll have the full string section for you.
Oh, please.
All right. For Gigi McGuire, Liz in the booth, this is Mike Edison. For Peter Zaremba, he's Strang of the Flesh Tones.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. Thank you, guys. See you guys next week. Arts and Seizures.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.